good morning and good morning to Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance Reporter for our partner in the New York Times.
Good morning.
Well, you know, for years now, Louise, you've pretty much been the harbinger of doom. Pretty much since, you know, the
so
financial
every time
collapse.
I say that, you jump all over me. But
well, because
you
when
can
you
call
say
it.
It's cynical, when I say it, it's empathetic.
Oh, I'm flattered.
But in this particular case,
the
good news is that you are the harbinger of doom, but not for America, right?
Well, it's hard to bring up the doom news anywhere from anywhere.
Without it being about America.
Right. But yes, we've been talking about problems in Europe since early this year on this program. And for a while, we were talking mostly about Greece. But we always said back then that there were other countries on the horizon that did not look great.
Right.
Well, now the focus is really on Ireland and Portugal. And my colleagues in the New York Times reported today that European officials are saying if we bail out Ireland, we've got to bail out Portugal, too, because they're really concerned about the contagion effect.
But they don't want, especially Ireland, they don't want a bailout.
They're publicly saying, we don't need it, we don't need it, we don't need it. But I will tell you, this feels very similar to me from when I was covering Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers, and their CEOs were saying, we're okay, we're okay, we're okay. You know, you say you're okay until you're really not. If you're the leader of a lot of these things, right? Because it's a confidence thing. If you say we're not okay, I mean, it's just a hard balance.
Are there ruthless hedge funds shorting Portugal or shorting Ireland right now?
There's people on both sides of this bet. There's people, you know, betting that they'll be fine, but also people betting that they're in trouble. One of the things that this really brings up is we are seeing more and more the haves and the have-nots in Europe. You know, the whole continent is tied together with this currency. But because they're on the same currency, individual countries cannot manage their risk or affect their economy by changing their currency policies. Like, you know, here in America, the Fed is buying up all these treasury bonds, and that'll affect our economy. But that's not something they can do in just Ireland or in Portugal because they're tied to that broader currency.
And in the end, their travails, their financial straits could affect the euro for everybody else.
But they can get in as much debt as they want, but they can't affect their currency to help them get out of it because they're tied to the euro all the way around.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a tricky situation. There's even some people out there, some hedge funds and other investors betting that, you know, the euro won't stay together. Hard to know what will happen there, but it's just it's a conundrum.